I'm Jack Lessenberry. For a few years, we were constantly hearing about how terrible Michigan's roads were and how the legislature kept ignoring citizens' pleas to fix them. Then finally, the lawmakers did enact what was billed as a road repair package a couple of years ago. It doesn't start providing any new money until this year, but 4 years from now, it's supposed to generate something like $1.2 billion a year to fix the roads. That's providing the legislature, which is still talking about cutting taxes and state revenue, is willing to take $600 million out of the already strapped general fund every year. But even if that happens, even if the next few winters are as mild as this one, here's the bad news. The new funding is way too little and considerably too late. Our roads are going to get worse, noticeably worse, exponentially worse. In the next 5 years, there's going to be a vast and accelerating increase in the number of roads and bridges in terrible shape. Because of this, people will die. This isn't hyperbole. TRIP, a long-established, highly respected, Washington-based transportation research group, just released a new report on Michigan. It makes for grim reading. TRIP concluded the road funding package the governor signed in 2015 is not sufficient to adequately address the significant deterioration of the system or to allow the state to provide many of the transportation improvements that are needed to support economic growth. The study starkly illustrates what that will mean. Last year, 20% of Michigan state-maintained roads were in poor condition. 3 years from now, that figure will be 46%, almost half. Bridges are in somewhat better shape. Only one out of every nine of those show significant deterioration and are in need of repair. But that, too, is expected to climb rapidly. The Michigan Department of Transportation estimates that within 3 years, 354 state highway bridges will be in poor shape. Someday one will collapse, and people will die. They're dying now, as I said earlier. Few people have noticed, but traffic deaths in Michigan rose 20% from 2014 to 2016. I have no doubt text messaging and other distracted driving had a lot to do with that. But so did the condition of the roads. The TRIP study estimates road conditions are a likely contributing factor in one-third of highway deaths. Last year, 171 more people were killed on our roads than in 2014. You do the math. Bad roads are much like tooth decay. The longer you put off fixing the problem, the more complex and expensive it becomes. TRIP's report concluded by stating the obvious. As Michigan works to build a thriving, growing, and dynamic state, it'll be critical to address the state's most significant transportation issues by providing a well-maintained 21st century network of roads, highways, bridges, and transit. Well, we aren't doing it, and unless that changes, we're going to become a backwater. The best, easiest, and roughly fairest solution is simple. Forget the fancy funding games and just raise the gas tax per gallon to get what we need. Otherwise, well, maybe we can switch to a fleet of ox carts. Our economy may collapse, but I'm sure the United Nations will find a way to get some relief supplies in.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.